Hey, good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Thursday night show, Just Ask a Nigga. This is your favorite nigga in the whole wide world on February 27th. How come you don't never know what day it is? Oh, I don't know. I'm looking right at it. February 27th, 2020. This is your nigga, your favorite nigga in the whole wide world, I hope. And you know what? I say that word. I use that word because I don't give a damn about that word. I didn't give us that word. Neither did you. But like I say, with everything that happens to us, black people, we turn shit into shinola. So I like that word. Nobody says nigga more than I say nigga. So don't be offended when I say nigga. I got white friends, and I say nigga, and they giggle. They so, very nervous. But they know it's Stacy. If you my nigga, it's all good. If I say nigga and you in the room, you, be careful, right? So today we're talking about prejudice, right? The word nigga and prejudice go together. Can't let it bother you. You didn't make it up. That's some little hating motherfucker that want to just hate. Haters gotta hate. Haters gotta hate. So what I'm trying to do is help us understand the nature of prejudice in a whole lot of different phases, ways. And you say, Stacy. How, Stacy? You say it just like that. Stacy. Stacy Jackson Johnson. When I was a claims adjuster, somebody was mad because I didn't pay her claim. So she left me a voicemail. She said, Tracy Jackson, I want to call your supervisor. Okay, Tracy Jackson. I was like, I'm cool with you calling Tracy Jackson's supervisor. And ever since then, when I want to be confusing, I become Tracy Jackson. Well, the same as Stacy Johnson, right? The owner and operator of SF Johnson Consulting and Construction Services, where one day, somehow, some way, I'm going to teach niggas how to do construction. And the director of SF Johnson Family Services at sfjfamilyservices.org, where you can sign your little nigga up to learn construction, donate, be my friend, learn about what we're going to do in life. All you can do is what you can do. All I did was complain about how people don't help black people. And so I had to do something where I could do something to where I could take what I did to help black people. So now I'm at that position where I can help black people. And then you say, well, Stacy, how can you talk about prejudice? Oh, I'll tell you how. This future... social psychologist, PhD in social psych. Well, one day, once I finish all this other shit, because, you know, I'm a Sag, right? Sagittarius, we do everything. Big ups to the Sag. We do everything, and we do it when we want to do it. I got a piano, a bass, a guitar, drums, a violin. I don't know how to play none of that yet. I'm a Sagittarius. We do what we want to do. I'm a Sagittarius. And let me get some shout-outs to my states. Because on the daily, if you listen to me in the morning, try to get you some little Jesus, South Africa, Sierra Leone, the U.S. and Canada, of course, India, Pakistan, Spain, Portugal, Romania, Ukraine, Netherlands, and Sweden, all my boos. So anybody want to call in, feel free to do so. My bros, I don't know where they've been. You know, bros be up to stuff. I ain't heard from my bro. But then again, I've been busy. So I don't feel like doing that. And, you know, I'll put money down to talk to y'all for more than 30 minutes a night. So that's why I let it go. Let it flow. Right? Let it go. I was frozen. I was definitely frozen. Last weekend, I had to let it go. I had to let some shit go. And if you are human right now in America, over these last couple of months you've had to let shit go too. So go on, let it go, like Frozen. Let it go, Frozen, it's Frozen, let it go, spread your wings, let it flow. I don't know the words of Frozen. I don't know, but I know Let It Go is part of Frozen because I wanted to let Frozen go. But then Frozen 2 came. There's some little white girls like Frozen. That's the only reason why I was here. I know my little mix, little me. I love you. I love you. They love Frozen. They not, you know how I feel. I'm very sensitive when it comes, prejudice. Prejudice and being a racist is two different things. And so tonight we're talking about prejudice, and we have a five-part series. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 parts, because the 6th part is how to reduce prejudice. So in the first 5 parts, we're talking about what it is, including tonight. So thank you for joining me on this February 27th, right before springtime, and we're going to spring up very soon, a couple weekends. What, next weekend? I forget it's coming. Get ready, spring up. Spray yourself, mosquitoes. If you're here in the swamp like me in Sacramento, every bug that couldn't survive winter is alive today and trying to get in your house and bite you. So, I spray all around my windows, doors, But I live in a very beautiful, nice place. I ain't had to kill a goddamn thing. I'm like, ooh, this a girl's complex. I ain't had to kill a spider, nothing. Love it. But see, what you bring in your home is who you are. I had a friend, everywhere she went, there was roaches. I'm like, well, now that I know metaphysics, it's a roach. Everywhere she went, she moved away from roaches, made sure she didn't bring them with her and end up with roaches. I'm like, girl, please, you a roach. Something about you is roaches. I remember I was scared of mice. I moved my kids out of an apartment complex years ago because mommy went to go to work for 6 and who'd I meet in the toilet? Trying to get out of my, oh, my God, you ain't want to know. I'm out. Trying to get out. As soon as I finished getting me out, I got up the We moved the next week. I'm like, oh, no. I can't be taking a shit and wondering if there's a mouse in my toilet. Are you serious, people? How much is this apartment a month? Oh, me and the kids was out. We was out the next week. Moved to this beautiful New Natomas, niggas. Moving to New Natomas. You'd be the fanciest niggas on the block. What was there? Oh, not just one mouse in the toilet. A nest to where I had to pay for orchids. I was like, well, wait, I thought I upgraded some about my life. I was a mouse, or I was so afraid of them motherfuckers that they just came along with me. Because the thing you fear, right? The Bible say that, the thing you fear. I was scared of mice. I should have just stood my ground with the mouse. How many more could come up out the toilet? Let them know I'm not playing this. Give me some shit. Handle the bit. No, I moved. Mouse came with me. So that's God. Everything is about what you carry with you. What you carry with you is coming with you. That's why all fears need to be banished. All fears is not God. Fear is not God. God is not the father of fear. God is not the father of confusion. God is not the father of fucking arguments. God is the father of freaking harmony. So anybody come in your life and is anti-harmony, that's not God, boo. Do like me. Cut it out last year. 2020 is about being you, loving you. Now, let's learn about prejudice because this country is all messed up. No, but as we know, okay, we know the history of the country, right? King over there wanted to be free over here, but they want to be free, but yet they want to hold slaves.
So they in contradiction. This country is in contradiction, right? You in contradiction. That's like the preacher that's go to bed with the hooker. You in contradiction, nigga. You built the country on contradiction. This is what we deal with. This is who we are. And if you want to call in and talk to me about it, please do so at 563-999-3011. But the first thing that people other than black people, because black people understand we living in contradiction. Black people understand that. And black people understand that, and we know that inherently, because when we think about our lives, we know so much about white people, don't we? We know so much about white people. But what the hell do they know about us? What do they know about us? Because we know about them because all the commercials, everything, all white people. Your bosses are white people. Your culture at your job is put down by white people. You might have you some black friends and stuff, and half of them, you ain't too sure because they scared to lose their job from the white people. But they don't, we know you, but you don't know us. The only thing you get about us is what you see on what you watch on TV. And what's TV designed to do is designed to plant in your mind those things that society wants to plant in your mind. And that's not fucking conspiracy theory. That's the purpose of advertising. Why do you think of so many commercials about medicine? Because they want to put illness on your mind. Come on, bro. It's time for us to grow up and be big boys and girls about what our country is doing, has been doing, wants to do, and whatever. And it's only to your interest to do what's best for you. End of 19 and all the 20, all the 2020, all the 2020 is about you loving you, whatever that means for you. If you're in a marriage where you loving you and you loving you, stick with that shit. If you're in a marriage where you are, you the one only doing the loving and this nigga sitting on the couch waiting for dinner, you need to break that shit up. That's not good for nobody, not even the fat nigga on the couch. It's all about you. Because when you love you, you love God. You know, people don't realize that. When I love me, I'm showing God how much I love him because God lives in me. So if I allow myself to be misused and abused by a human on this earth, I'm letting God be misused and abused. You know, and I'm not perfect in no way, shape, or form, but I'm working on getting there. I'm fucking working on getting there, bro. And it's all me being by myself. Because I can't help nobody. My biggest mistakes in life, and yours too, is trying to help people. Help yourself. Help yourself. If you're listening to the daily, when you help yourself, you by nature helping other people. Help yourself, bro. Help yourself. Learn about this prejudice and learn what it means and what it does and what it tries to do. And then you can shield yourself from what it's trying to do to you. All right, so prejudice, what the hell are we talking about? It's a 5-series program we're doing for 90 minutes a night for whenever Stacey feel like doing this at 8 o'clock. It's already 15, 16 minutes into it. But what we're going to talk about tonight is the nature and the power of prejudice. Okay, what is the nature and the power? And in order for us to understand the nature and the power of prejudice, you got to understand some definitions, okay, that you may think you know, but we're talking social psychology, okay, the folks that get up in your head, right, and try to help you deal with this shit. Psychologists are beautiful people, my God, because we get up, they get up in your head and try to say, hey, this is how we want you to look at life so you can deal with it a little better. These are the things that we found out. And social psychology even tells you about the motives of the American culture and conservatism and what the word race means and what they're trying to conserve, bro. So let's take a quick break. We're 16 minutes into it. Go get your drink. I'm going to do, you know, mine's always right here with me. But I want you to go get your folks, because we're talking about prejudice. See, this is the thing that every country got a problem with. That's why we can just put kids in cages and shit. That's why we can do this shit, because we see them as different from us. And if you listen to The Daily, you will understand we're all one. And as long as we continue to hurt them, we really hurting us. And let's all just come to the realization of what the really real is. Is we got to somehow, some way, try to see our brother like we see our mother, if we like our mother, of course. But we got to see our brother like we see our fucking self. So let's understand prejudice, why we do it, what's the nature, what's the social sources, what's the motivation of the shit. The cognitive shit, what you thinking when you being prejudiced, what you thinking? Because it's all about what you thinking. Prejudice is your perception. You seeing a motherfucker in a different way than you see yourself. That's social psychology. That's what we're here to talk about for now and forever until we get through this $200 book I bought. You know, and I took this class twice, bro. So let's take a break. Go get your drink. Make sure you don't stink. I'm rhyming on everything. This is your nigga. God damn, it's your nigga. This is for people that's grown and not scared. Because, you know, you can't be scared when Donald Trump is your motherfucking president. You got to have wings like eagles, nigga. Here we go. Let's take a break. About two and a half minutes. 2.5 minutes. No, 3.5 minutes. We'll be back. All right, all right. Welcome back. This is Just Ask a Nigga, Yo Nigga, Stacy Johnson. And tonight and the next five shows on this topic will be about prejudice. And this is prejudice, basically disliking other people. When, why? A vagrant opinion without visible means of support. Okay, so we're going to talk about the differences between prejudice, and we're going to break that down in implicit, explicit, racial, gender, gay, and lesbian, because we love to hate. We break it down. Yeah, we can hate on multiple levels in this country, can't we? We talk about stereotypes because there are some that are good. And then there's some that's just bad, right? Yang went on his one that's good, but the nigga, please, right? That math, right? Math. Yeah, what you mean, bro? You mean Asians are good at math, right? Yeah, we know. Hey, this nigga right here is good at math. So math what? You know, you wasn't really specific. Are you trying to run on your little Asian stereotype that all Asians are good at math? Are you just saying what, right? We run on our stereotype when it serves us. You know Fox News got stereotypes all over the motherfucking place, right? They run them. They run them. San Francisco. Look at San Francisco. You know, but when you think about any complaint that a motherfucker representing the president, right? President is the head of the government. So, hey, head of the government, head, right? You don't need to ask nobody to do shit, right? You can get Roger Stone hooked up. You can get Doughboy, reducing sentences, old Doughboy bar. You can do all kind of shit as president. Oh, no, but you'd rather talk shit about one of the states with the biggest economy, California, right? Oh, Nancy. Nigga, you the president. If Nancy got a problem, nigga, take your force of your presidency and go help Nancy. No, because that'd be like helping Nancy. I mean, you can't help Nancy. You just got to talk shit about Nancy. Shit, you know. And if we want to talk about Nancy, I want to talk about why you let so many white people just lounge all over California. Yeah. And shit in shrubbery. That ain't a nigga shitting up in the tree in front of the hotel. Why you let so many white people just step on up with their homeless, dirty little asses? Right? They white people stepping up. Ain't a bunch of niggas stepping up in places because you don't let us do it. So it's a whole lot of shit. But the Trump administration know how to pull out the shit that he thinks serve him. He's the head of this fucking country. If Nancy ain't doing something right in California, he got the power, if he only had the will, to help Nancy. So fuck Donald Trump. I think Donald Trump trying to kill us. Okay, for the reasons he, old bald head ugly boy got married. Okay, but you're still a racist. You got little Latino beautiful children sitting in cages, took them away from their mom. I'm sorry, there'd be another mass shooting. You take my motherfucking lovey-dovey away from my daughter. Yeah, there'd be a mass shooting. Somebody named Stacy went and shot up everything. Because her grandson was taken away from the only person he connected to in his young little life, his mother. And when you take a little baby away from its mother, at that age, that's such a precious bond. And when you break that shit, you have fucked that kid up for life. You have fucked that kid up for life if it makes it. So fuck Donald Trump. Prejudice. Let's talk about it because that's what we're dealing with. That's what the hell we're dealing with in this fucking country. We've dealt with it so long, it's come to a big old pimple size head, nigga. To where we don't even stop when we putting children in prison. And what, a little 6-year-old girl got arrested and handcuffed. See, I got banned from my youngest son's junior, no, he was in elementary school. Yeah. Elementary school. Now, he might have been full of shit now that he's almost 30. He was probably full of shit, but I didn't care. He snuck in one of the classrooms, called me from a teacher's phone and said, hey, Ma, my PE teacher just called me a smartass. I'm like, what? Oh, here I come. I got banned from the school because I went up there and me and my gay self and said, tell the lesbian I'll be back. Talking about prejudice. You get. Now, when the gay person is a homophobe, she wasn't raised right. Yes, I was. I just wasn't who I was supposed to be back in those days. But no, you're not going to mess with my son. You ain't going to call my son a smart ass. I know he is smart ass, but I'm his mama. And so I go up to the school. Hey, I hear a teacher calling my son a smart. Got banned from the school. Had to ask permission to get him graduated from elementary school. Had to humble myself. But you're not going to fuck with my kid. I call him a smart ass. You don't. I don't even know how we went there. But prejudice against the little kids. I don't know. I went there. But okay, so what are we talking about? Because I love my country. And speaking of love my country, you know, I'm politically, you know, I'm in the game. Because when you get my age, 55, you care about the future of your country because you got grandkids. Right? You got grandkids, you got kids, you want to see them have a fun, especially if you're black, right? So the little Bernie supporters, you know, I'm watching them on Chris Hayes' show. I love Chris Hayes. I love all my MSNBC. But, you know, now I take them with a grain of salt because I know they part of the shit. They just the liberal part. I already know. Ain't nobody going to tell you the truth. You got to go find the truth, okay? They'll tell you some parts of it, you know, whatever. But the little, you know, he liked the millennials because that's what he is, you know. And they just up there, you know, you don't let millennials be in charge. But they just graduated from high school, like, what, 10 years ago? And I know that don't mean nothing, but I hear them say how, blacks aren't really patriotic. I'm like, what? What the who? What? Blacks are the most patriotic motherfuckers in this country. What are you talking about? That's why I'm like, Bernie supporters, y'all don't know what you're talking about. He an old-ass white man. He should be teaching you better than that. Black people are some of the most patriotic niggas in this country. We just don't go out there with tiki torches and shit. Why? Because we ain't got nobody representing us. We go out there with tiki torches. Guess what, nigga? You getting shot. So we just kick back. We sit back. We kick back. Because we know God's on our side. That's all we can do as black people. So don't say black people don't fuck it. Go watch some 60s reels. Millennials, go watch the 60s reels and tell a black person they're not patriotic. Shut the fuck up. That's my reason for not wanting to vote for Brett. Give me Joe Biden. He worked for a nigga. Give me anybody that worked for a nigga, you my nigga. I don't give a shit. No, don't tell me black people ain't patriotic. No, we don't celebrate the 4th of July. We do, you know, I used to just because, you know, they train you to do shit, right? I used to, but I'm thinking, shit, I was a slave on the fucking 4th of July. What am I doing with these white people at the beach? I was serving you. I was bringing you your lemonade. I'm not getting ready to sit next to you on no 4th of July or Juneteenth, whatever the fuck that nigga came up with. That and Kwanzaa. You can save all of that. I'm a real nigga, and until real niggas get real shit in this country, see, I'm a real nigga that happens to somehow not be a regular nigga. So I get to go far and beyond places where regular niggas get to go. And so I'm like, well, how come every nigga can't live like me? Well, you barely living like you because they trying to get you at every turn. You just got to watch yourself, see. That's why any black person has made any standing in you better bow down when they come to your town. Bow down. Okay? because they've had to go through it to maintain. Anyway, prejudice. So what are we talking about when we talk about the nature and the power of prejudice? Let's do some definitions. That's what we need to do. We need to define some shit. What is the definition of prejudice? Well, it's a preconceived negative judgment of a group and its individual members, okay? So if you're black, you know, that, bing. What, you ain't even got to be black. You Latino, bing, right? If you Asian, bing, right? Who's the only niggas that ain't got to worry about having a negative? They need to. Let's put it on them, right? What's the stereotype, boo-boo? Definitions from your social psychologist, Stacey Felicia Johnson, right? Sounding black, because I am. Real niggas come first. What's a stereotype? It's a belief about the personal attributes of a group of people. Stereotypes are sometimes overgeneralized, inaccurate, and resistant to new information, right? Just like the New York, the boys that got accused, right? Donald Trump, no, all black men are bad. Fuck the judgment, the DNA, and the confession. All right? Resistant to new information. The number one racist happens to be the president. Okay? What's discrimination, boys and girls? It is unjustified negative behavior towards a group or its members. Unjustified behavior, like putting a baby in a fucking cage. I would say that's discrimination. What you think? Open up your mind. Don't vote for anybody that would put a child. I don't give a shit what color you are. Don't vote for someone who would put a child in a cage and take him away from his mom. There's nothing more sacred to that child and to that mother and to God. Okay? Let's not forget about God, nigga. There's nothing more sacred to the mother and the child and to God than that relationship between that baby and its mama. Anybody, any fucking body, anywhere that could just, because it's Wednesday, break that bond just because, that's the fucking devil, man. That's not God. And that motherfucker needs to go. Everybody had a baby. Everybody was a baby. By the grace of God, my mama was there. She loved me. My daddy was there. I was taken care of. Some of y'all know just the opposite. How the fuck you just going to do that just because you don't like them? Racism. Next. An individual's prejudicial, right? Prejudice. An individual's prejudicial attitudes and discriminatory behavior. Okay, so you're a racist. You're a fucking racist by definition when you have the attitude, and then it's in conjunction with your discriminatory behavior toward people of a given race or institutional practices, even if not motivated by prejudice that subordinates people of a given race. So by this definition alone, Donald Trump is a motherfucking racist. Call in 563-999-3011 if you think he ain't. You might be happy with him being a racist, but by definition, he is a racist. Right, more definitions for the boys and the girls. Let's get into sexism. What is that? Because we got that going on. That's why this current president is not for, maybe a number of reasons. But sexism is definitely one of them, that Hillary Rodham Clinton is not president. So let's hear the definition of sexism. You live in America, people. It's not the definition. You live in America, people. Every day you wake up, every day you go to work, every day you go to the DMV, every day you go and do your taxes, every day you have a problem with the police, every day you go and do any fucking thing in America. Some of these issues are your issues. Now, what side of the motherfuckers you are on, you know, you might be happy because you ain't on the nigga side of this. Okay? You may not be on the nigga side. Oh, joy. Oh, joy that you're not on the nigga side of this. But if you got friends that are niggas, they know that you do or you do not give a fuck that they on the nigga side of this. I got people that got a lot of white guilt, right? So all they do is give. And then I got some that's just, you know, they give, but they don't give till it hurts. They don't give till it hurts to you. Oh, they'll give till it hurts to somebody white, but they ain't going to give till it hurts to your black ass. So a few times I get a gift out of somebody white, woo, shit, I scored. I know it didn't hurt. This our country. This country we live in. You know, and everybody ain't got my story, but probably about 90% of the black people in America had his story. Now, you can act like you ain't got it. You know, the nigga test is, walk down the street, white people got a dog. Is the dog trying to eat you? Well, if the dog is trying to eat you and all you trying to do is walk past the dog, well, the dog ain't never been around niggas, or the dog been trained to eat niggas, and they see you. So that's why, I give a big old smile to the white folks in my neighborhood when they little puppies come near me and they want to talk and they want to jump on me and not eat me. I'm like, oh, you a good white person. Come on, hi, how you doing? You that's the dog test. If they dog want to eat you, nigga, they ain't been around niggas, they ain't worrying about niggas, and they have trained their dog to eat niggas. That's the dog test, nigga, dog test. Sexism. Let's do some more definitions, people. You paid $1,000 to be in this class to get some deaths. Sexism. An individual's prejudicial attitudes and discriminatory behavior toward people of a given sex, or institutional practices, even if not motivated by prejudice, that subordinates people of a given sex. So some of you young whippersnappers may not realize that here in America, although we have been trying since the 70s, women have not achieved equal rights. The Equal Rights Amendment in America has never passed. Not passed. Probably, you know, it's close, but 70s, not passed. We're talking about America, and now we're talking about 2020. Women in America still don't have equal rights, the same rights as men in America in 2020, okay? Only a man-dominated society could fucking think that's the shit. Sexism. We're real close, but no cigar. Okay, you got any more definitions? No. So that's it. So let's talk about some shit here. Each of the situations just described involved a negative evaluation of some group. And that is the essence of prejudice, a preconceived negative judgment of a group and its individual members. Some prejudice definitions include positive judgments, okay? So some, but nearly all, use its prejudice and a reference to negative traits, okay? The nature of prejudice is an antipathy biased upon a faulty and inflexible generalization. So again, you know, we have allowed these inflexible generalizations to come upon us. You know, and things like Facebook and, I mean, Facebook, the biggest, Facebook is the social media fox, right? Just let anybody say anything, put anything out there, most of it ain't good for you. Now, if you got networks with your friends and shit, been great. Now I'm all of a sudden out of the blue since Monday. I'm getting alerts from Sputnik, and you know, that's all Facebook related data driven bullshit. So I'm sitting here trying to work and teaching a class online, and Sputnik popping up alerts. Oh, where the fuck this come from? Everything right now that we're dealing with in America is trying to influence the fuck out of us. And so me as an individual, I had to back off. Every time I see it now, I'm getting upset. I'm like, I thought I blocked that. Okay, what else I got to block? Okay, I don't know if it's Google Chrome or it's Facebook. It's something. So, well, why since Monday, right? Yeah, I'm in California, right? Super Tuesday. Right? So they really trying to get in a nigga in California before Tuesday with everything. Cut this shit off, man. Cut this shit off. Cut it off. We bad enough as it is. Cut this shit off. Turn your brain off to this shit. Because ain't none of it trying to uplift your life. Everything is trying to get you in people's negative shit. Or negative shit about somebody else, or what make you think negative. Ain't none of it saying, you know, let's uplift, let's have a meditation at 8. I don't see nobody alerting me on that shit. Everything is, oh, the coronavirus got these many people. Everything is to fuck up your brain, man. We need to vote in whoever. Cut Zuckerberg's dick off. Cut his dick off. Cut that shit off. Cut it off. He don't have no good. Oh, we just want to connect people. No, nigga, you don't. You want to influence people. No, connecting and influencing is two different fucking things, bro. We already influenced enough to hate each other. We need a fucking hate microwave called fucking Facebook, nigga. We already got all this shit. We got institutionalized shit, nigga, that we talking about for the next 5 or 6 days. We don't need you to question everything you see on that shit. Nigga, don't take them little, oh, what would you be like if you were a this? Don't take them surveys. Because all of that is to get your information and to get whoever's your friend's information. I don't give a fuck what I'd look like or what my Italian name would be. Fuck all of that, bro, please, for the future of whatever. Social media and this instant contact and instant information is beautiful if you're using it for a positive purpose. But if you're using it to fucking make shit worse than it already is, all these things I'm defining is shit we've been dealing with for 50 years. This motherfucker on Facebook done put it on the microwave for money, nigga. They say, if you ain't paying for a product, nigga, you are the product. As long as we ain't paying for Facebook, nigga, we are the product. Everything we do, everything we say, people we talk to. So put your positive shit out there. Ain't no telling how they using a picture I took of myself in my office. Oh, look at this. Nigga, I got wops all planted throughout the house now because ain't no telling what a nigga's doing these days. Nigga, I got a wop here, wop there, nigga. I ain't got to go. I'm OSHA safe on wopness. Nigga, I ain't got to go but 10 feet for a wop because I don't know what these niggas is doing out here. Until we get rid of the drunk, nigga, I'll put the wop away. Away. Shit, nigga, I'm the wop of the machete, nigga. The machete here, wop there, 10,000 BBs there. I don't give a fuck. And cameras. What is going on? Electoral College just elected an ignorant, asshole, racist fool. And this is what happens. So do it again for 4 more years. Shit, I already got my Walmart 4-week pack. Shit, I can go buy 2 or 3 more. I can buy a year's worth until we can get over this. This too shall pass, nigga. Prejudice. Prepare yourself. Don't just be out here in la la land and shit. Oh, no. Vote. Make sure everybody vote this nigga out. Where are we? Shit. Preconceived negative judgments of a group. I try not, you know, and me as a black person, right? I got to be with white folks because, you know, ain't no nigga going to give me $100,000 a year, okay? So I've got to, you know, I got to have positive attitude, positive everything. So I give everybody the benefit of the doubt until they say something racist. It's like, oh, okay, I know what I'm dealing with. You know, I'm a business owner just like you a business owner. Why you got to come at me racist? Or why you think some other thing other than whatever? Or the black business owner that always want to hook up because they know I'm black. No, bro. Or something. Or as soon as you're honest with them, they come at you like a nigga. No. Everything in our country need a checkup. It need a moral checkup. It need a checkup. No, and it's not like the majority of people in charge of this country have been my brothers and sisters with the minority African, whatever we are. You know. So maybe we need a redo. We need women in charge. We need people of color in charge. Let's see how that goes in the next 50 years. Shit. Prejudice is an attitude, a combination of feelings, inclinations to act, and beliefs. It can be easily remembered as the ABCs of attitude, folks. Affect, feelings, behavior, tendency, okay, your inclination to act, your ABC, okay, so your A is your affect. What feelings are you having? B, your behavior, your tendency to act, and C, your cognition. What's your beliefs? A prejudiced person may dislike those different from self and behave in a discriminatory manner, believing them ignorant and dangerous. The negative evaluations that mark prejudice often are supported by negative beliefs called stereotypes. Okay? To stereotype is to generalize. Okay? To simplify the world, we generalize. The British are reserved, right? Americans are outgoing. Professors are absent-minded. The elderly are frail. Those are our stereotypes, right? Such generalizations, damn, you can't read, can be more or less true and not always negative, okay? Because I'm black and I take pride, okay? I take absolute pride in knowing how to barbecue, okay? I take pride in my barbecue shit. Yeah, I know how to barbecue. I'm black. I know how to barbecue. Okay, some white people from South Carolina, whatever, they say they know how to barbecue, right? So, yeah, I'll take some. Some are positive, some are negative. People may stereotype those of African heritage as superior athletes, Asians as highly achieving scientists. Such stereotypes often arise from the occupational roles we observe people playing, right? Niggas know how to hit that ball, right? And stereotypes may be accurate or inaccurate. People perceive Australians as having a wilder culture than Britons, and they do use more profanity in their millions of Facebook posts. An accurate stereotype may even be desirable. We call it sensitivity to diversity. That's what that is called. So any stereotype that's desirable, sensitivity to diversity or cultural awareness in a multicultural world. To stereotype the British as more concerned about punctuality than Mexicans is to understand what to expect and how to get along with others in each culture. Accuracy dominates bias, notes a prominent psychologist. The social conception glass of people judging others is about 90% full. The 10% problem with stereotypes arises when they are overgeneralized. So when we overgeneralize a stereotype or just plain wrong, as when liberals and conservatives overestimate the extremity of the other's views, right? That's easy. We see that shit today. To presume that most American welfare clients are African American is to overgeneralize, bro. Because it is just not so. Okay, this is coming out of a social psychology book, bro. It is just not so. To presume that single people are less conscientious and more neurotic than parenting people, as did people in one German study, was wrong because it just wasn't so. To presume that people with disabilities are incompetent and asexual, as did Oregonians in another study, misrepresents reality. To stigmatize the obese, that would be me, nigga, I think, as slow, lazy, and undisciplined is inaccurate. To presume that Muslims are terrorists, are pedophiles, and evangelists hate homosexuals are overgeneralizations that overgeneralize from the worst examples of each. Prejudice is a negative attitude. Discrimination is a negative behavior. Okay, so there is a difference. Prejudice is a negative attitude, is how you think, but discrimination is a negative behavior. Discriminatory behavior often has its source in prejudicial attitudes, of course, right? Stephen Miller hates anybody other than whatever. So then you enact these barbaric shit where you take and rip families apart. Perfect fucking example. So So right now we're going to take a break. Prejudice, defining what it is, stereotypes, discrimination. And that's when we're going to move on. Implicit, explicit, racial, all of that. We're going to move on. We're going to move on. We know what it is. Racial, how you just look at a black person's face and you just assume automatic racial prejudice. We're going to talk about that, bro. This is America. This is America, right? This is where we live, bro. Nobody gives a shit about it. Somehow the beautiful psychologists have studied it. They know the solutions. They know how to fucking deal with it. Give us a call, 563-999-3011. This is America. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. God is good. Let's do it. All right, we back, we back. This is Just Ask a Nigga, your favorite nigga in the whole wide world. Her name is Stacy. Ha ha, I bet you never know nobody black named Stacy. Nobody knows nobody black named Stacy, except for Barbie's best friend. I think she was black and her name was Stacy. Woo! And when I got ran over by a car when I was five,
God tried to kill me. God said, we going to test you. Let's just, look, she's the shit. Let's try to kill her when she's five. Well, they tried to kill me. I just remember riding my trike to the end of the shit, follow my older brother and sister to the store. Of course, nobody was watching out for me. So kind of like today. Across the street, bam, nigga, Donald Duck shoe. That's all I remember. They picked up my Donald Duck shoe. And my daddy carried me. That's all I remember. Cass, daddy, woke up, a whole bunch of Barbie shit. Never liked dolls. What is this shit? I would prefer, I don't know, but I don't like Barbie. But then I saw a black Barbie, and it was Barbie's friend, Stacy. Somehow somebody donated a whole bunch of Barbie shit when I got ran over by the car. Still got the scar. You ain't taking me out that easy. So I can be 55. That happened 50 years ago, boys and girls. But my fondest memory is that my mama wasn't carrying me. It was my daddy. Cass couldn't walk, daddy carrying me, daddy coming to get me, daddy went in the ambulance. Where was mom? Chilling. I love her, but I love daddy. And that's why he called me Resurrection, a.k.a. the meaning of Stacy. They couldn't get me. So I could be here talking to you about a racist ass before 20, goddamn 20. Yeah. God bless you, mommy and daddy. That's why every Thursday they get new flowers from their baby girl. Told them niggas, I'm going to look Holy Cross in Los Angeles. Anybody out there in La La want to rep me and go check up on my mom and daddy grave, give me an email at info@SFFrankJohnsonConsulting.com. Make sure them niggas is putting that large bouquet every Thursday. I gotta go clean it. I already know. Hey, you know what? You wanna go clean it? Mama got $150. Send me some pictures. I'll send you some money because mama can't get down there. But mama show give mommy and daddy new flowers every Thursday. That's all I can do. And rep. All right, here we go. So what are we talking about? Implicit and explicit racism. So we were talking about discrimination, negative behavior. We see that in America, closing borders, you know, closing borders, locking up babies because we got that negative stereotype out there about these beautiful people. And we got the power to fuck them over, see? So let's talk about just really quickly racism and sexism. However, attitudes and behavior are often loosely linked. Prejudiced attitudes need not breed hostile acts, nor does all oppression spring from prejudice. Racism and sexism are institutional practices that discriminate, even when there is no prejudicial intent. Institutionalized. There can be racism. There goes that thing again from Mark Zuckerberg. Giving me shit I never asked for. There can be racism without racist and sexism without sexist. Consider if word of mouth hiring practices in an all white business have the effect of excluding potential non-white employees, the practice could be called racism, even if an employer intended no discrimination. Much discrimination reflects no intended harm. It's simply favoritism towards people like oneself. And a couple of shows back, right, I bitched about going to the local Popeyes in the nigga neighborhood. All niggas is buying the chicken, but ain't no niggas serving the chicken. So
So that's what we're talking about right there. That's that right there. Implicit and explicit, okay? Let's go over that. Prejudice illustrates our dual attitude system. As hundreds of studies using the implicit association test, IAT, have shown, we can have different explicit conscious and implicit automatic attitudes towards the same target. The test, which has been taken more than 16 million times, okay, 16 million times, assesses implicit cognition, what you know without knowing that you know. So it's automatic, right? You automatically, like the cop shooting a nigga, automatic because it's a nigga, right? Implicit, it's a nigga. You can't help it. Boom, boom, shot, dead. That's Stacy's interpretation. And if you want to call in tonight, tomorrow, the next five nights, there is no topic more important in America. But, you know, it's important, but the people that should be talking about it don't, because they're too busy using their power to get rich. The people that are talking about it are the people out there marching, right? The citizens marching with no power, right? They're talking about racism. They're talking about sexism, right? All the people marching, the citizens, people out there, people with no fucking power. That's why 2020, you're going to see shit get right. Because it's been too much injustice for too long. And the one thing you can do as an American, as we stop today at implicit and explicit, we're going to pick up tomorrow in the next five nights on our prejudice theme to get you through it, racial prejudice. Okay, we're going to talk about that. Subtle. Very, you know, it's on the very quiet. That type of shit. Automatic racial prejudice. It can be automatic, see, because this country's taught people for so long. Black, brown equals bad, white equals good. It's inherent. That's the implicit part. Okay, that's the implicit part of racism. Okay, implicit cognition. What you know without knowing, you know. It does so by measuring people's speed of association. Okay, so it's a test that you can take. You can take it online. Google that shit. Implicit explicit bias test. So it shows you different pictures, okay? Much as we more quickly associate a hammer with a nail than with a pail, so the test can measure how speedily we associate white with good versus black with good. Thus, people may retain from childhood a habitual, automatic, or dislike of people whom they now express respect and admiration. Although explicit attitudes may change dramatically with education, explicit, so the ones that we show, explicit, implicit, the ones that we don't show, that's just automatic, right? Implicit attitudes may linger, changing only as we form new habits through practice. Okay, so there's been a number of experiments The University of Wisconsin, Yale, Harvard, Indiana, Colorado, Washington, Virginia, New York, all over the place. We've touched every part of America. Okay? Coverage in pointing to one of recent social psychology's big lessons. Prejudice and stereotype evaluations can occur outside people's awareness. Okay, so you can be prejudiced. I mean, I already know I am. I mean, shit. All right, let's not even fake the funk. You can have your prejudicial attitudes, even though I'm not racist, but then you see a black person and you cross the street. Well, that's your implicit reaction to a black person, right? Although you go to lunch with LaQuisha every day and you hang out, go to the bar, but you don't go over her house. Oh, no, 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 no. You may go over her house. Oh, but you don't let her come over your house. She don't even know where you live. You see? So, this is America. This is your nigga. This is prejudice in America. This is social psychology. This is love. This is knowledge. This is real shit. And always, always, every day, don't you ever forget. Don't you ever forget, goddammit. Real niggas come first. So we're going to end it here. Tomorrow we're going to pick it up at racial prejudice, the thing we all love talking about. Have a good night. You know that I love you. Meet me tomorrow for the daily at 11 a.m. Pacific time because I couldn't get up earlier than that and give real love. So I love you. Have a good night. And don't be a racist.